The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Well, hello, everyone. Well, hello. We have our studio audience here today. Hello. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. I'm good because we just talked and we're going to go to breakfast.
Lunch. Yes.
Although I weighed myself this morning, and that's when you just you don't want to eat ever again. You know, I went away on vacation, and I came back and weighed myself and thought, oh, okay, I'm good. I ate my way through a vacation, but I'm good. Not realizing that the weight doesn't really show up immediately.
No.
So now, weeks later, it showed up. It showed up. Delay. I was in denial. Three weeks, and then it's just bam, there it is.
Yep. Got to carry it with you.
Oh, yeah. So then you think, oh, should I stop eating? Should I just? And then you think, no, you should exercise. Which every day I think, Lynn, exercise, walk, go for a walk. Oh,
yes.
but I have to clean the sink.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
But I have to organize this bookshelf.
Her sink is already
first.
Clean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, life is life. And actually, that I'm going to talk about getting older today.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And I don't know if that makes sense, that we are Stuff.
But we are.
We are. We're full of stuff. We've got a lot of stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM and
88.1 WSBR from Lee.
From Lee, Massachusetts. Did I tell you that I watched a movie a few weeks back and I was watching it and all of a sudden I saw Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. I've been telling everyone about it. Yeah. So I also have a report about how we can determine how many people are listening to our show.
Oh, cool.
Because Pittsfield Community TV, radio, they don't have a way to find out how many people are listening. So in the grand scheme of things, theoretically and possibly, we possibly may have maybe about 1,202 listeners. Possibly out there somewhere
for the entire station
listening to just our show, which is a theoretical guesstimate.
Quite the guesstimate.
Oh yes, it's quite the guesstimate. And we learned that Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning nationally, maybe worldwide, is the best time to air a radio show. Because people are in their cars, they're getting their coffee at home, maybe they've got their kids off to school and it's time, or you're a senior and you're sitting around doing nothing in the morning and you tune in. So and they found worldwide that our show is the most popular, theoretically, possibly, in the universe, actually, which covers alien life. And so we're very successful with our 1,202 people. We'd like you to tell us who the two are.
Yeah.
So if you could email us
at stuffingforus@gmail.com
and identify if you are the two of the 1,202 people that worldwide listen to our show every Thursday morning at 8:30.
I want to know who the thousands.
Yeah. If you're one of the 1,202 800, not the two. You can also email us and let us know, but we're very interested in the two. And that's what we have for our morning report.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that report.
Oh, the quote. Oh, the quote. Then we'll have the riddle.
Okay.
All right. This is a guy named Charlie Munger. Am I stupid or have you heard of that guy?
I have not heard of
him. All right, good. It is remarkable how much long-term advantage people like us to have gotten by trying to be consistently not stupid. Should I repeat that?
Yeah, please.
It's remarkable how much long-term advantage people like us have gotten by just trying to be consistently stupid instead of trying to be very intelligent. Now, you can apply this to people who want to...
like life?
Being consistently stupid, like planning to burglarize a store and planning it all out, or rob a bank, and you're going to break into the safe, and you've got your team of three, and you're all going to... You planned this out for months, how you're going to go in and you're going to rob this bank.
Yeah.
So you're being consistently stupid to do something stupid instead of using that time and that intelligence to do something intelligent instead of rob a bank, like find a cure for cancer. Use your brain.
Well, the odds for that both, either one is, you know, not high.
Or something good. So shout out to Charlie Munger.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Wherever you be in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Charles. If you're listening to our show, you might be one of the two. Out of the 1,200 and two. There it is.
All right. Now I have four.
Oh, I got to write it down. Got to find my paper.
Four little riddles.
All right.
People buy me to eat, but never eat me. What am I?
Oh.
Number two.
Oh. Is that a trick?
When you want to use me, you throw me out. But when you don't want to use me, you keep me in one place.
When you want to use me, you throw me out. But...
When you don't want to use me, you keep me in one place.
Okay. Oh, I think I've got that one.
Okay. Number three, what breaks just by naming it?
Oh. What breaks simply by naming it?
Yep.
Is that going to be one that I'm going to say, oh, man?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Go ahead.
The fourth is...
Oh, four.
What is something that is lighter than what it is made of?
Oh. Lighter than what it's made of. Oh. Which one of these is the easiest? One, two, three, or four?
One.
One. You buy it to eat, but you never eat it.
Right.
Okay. We will have those clues again at the top of the second half of our show and the answers at the end of our show. So don't tune out. We may, but don't tune out. And we do want to say that we had a snafu where one of our shows wasn't aired. If that happens, please know that it's a technical thing here at the studio that happened. It's nobody's fault. And we did get some calls and a few text messages just saying, not text, I'm sorry, emails, just saying that, you know, that had happened. And breathe. Just breathe and know that you can go to the website and listen to our podcasts.
Yep.
So you can go and find that show.
Yep. Easily.
On the website.
Yes.
WTBR 89.7 FM.
Pittsfield. Put all of that in there and you'll get
something
it.
Something like, yeah. So now I know that some people at the station are maybe listening to this and just going, what the heck? They've been doing this show for 10 years and they don't have the... That's like the phone number. We don't have that memorized.
They used to stick it
all around. Used to be stuck around here somewhere.
Yeah, but they changed it.
The phone number?
About 3 years ago.
Oh. Okay, so we have a phone number. But maybe they don't want you to call. Because I know they did get a call from one of our favorite listeners when the show wasn't on. It was just traumatic.
Aww.
It was traumatic.
Aww.
She called me and she texted me and it's like, what? Your show's not on. I've been, it's music. Where's your show? And then, of course, it was a technical issue and it did pop on later.
Yes, it did.
But I think it was the riddle. And there were no answers. She didn't get the answers, or she got the answers. Maybe didn't get the riddle. And
that could be. That could be.
So she's just crazy. What? We are very important to some people. At least the two out of the 1,202. All right. What do you have? What do you have today?
I have baking soda.
Oh, things to do with it.
Things to do with it, and it is. Amazing number of things. So as I was going through this book, Extraordinary Uses for Ordinary Things, I was picking out different other stuff like tinfoil.
I love it.
And I found that baking soda has quite a few different things.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, The first one. Clean your produce. You can't be too careful when it comes to food handling. Wash fruits and vegetables in a pot of cold water with 2 to 3 tablespoons baking soda. Now, all of these ones that I'm going to tell you about baking soda, you're going to have to go out and buy a 10-pound can or so in order to do all these things with it.
Oh, gosh. But it may be worth it. Baking soda is not expensive.
Is not?
I don't think so. I think it's like salt.
Oh.
I think it's not. But I like that idea of the baking. So that gets any chemicals that are on the fruit or vegetables.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't add any flavor, just baking soda.
Yep.
I like it.
And you have?
I was just thinking about aging, you know? I don't know why.
I'm going to be aging in about 14 days.
Okay. Well, guess you're going to like this.
Okay, good.
These are things that happen to you as you age that are good. First thing, you stop caring as much about what other people think.
That is true.
It's true.
That is really true.
Mm-hmm. One of the best things about getting older, you just stop worrying so much about other people's opinions.
Yep.
You wear what you want. You say what's on your mind, which could get you into trouble. You try new hobbies without a second thought. That's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's like shedding a layer of unnecessary pressure. And it's a very freeing feeling.
It is.
Yeah. And that's happening to me. Is that happening to you?
Long ago.
Okay. Where you think, oh, do these colors match? I've got to run to the grocery store. And you're like, I don't care. Nobody's looking at me. Nobody cares.
Only if the colors don't match.
Well, true. But it is very freeing. Like, you know what? I don't have any makeup on. Okay, well, no.
Everybody is in their own head, and they're always thinking about themselves, and what do I look like, and so nobody notices anybody else.
Yeah. I when I'm away on vacation and I'm around strangers, I don't care so much. But the makeup thing, I don't know if I can give that up. I don't know if I can do that up.
I have made them billionaires.
Me too. Try this, try that. This is better. This is better. Yeah. So yeah, it is freeing. Not like when we were younger and, you know, you had to make sure you look good and everything was ironed and every hair was in place. And that's a lot of pressure.
If I got baggy pants, tough.
Yeah, right.
Live with it.
And baggies in. Baggies? Yes, I'm so happy. High-waisted and baggy.
Well, then I got
love
both
the high-waisted pants. You can tuck a lot of fat into the high-waisted pants. You just
the muffin
pull those suckers
away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put that muffin in the pants. So that's one good thing.
I like that.
I like that too.
All right. Did you know that you can tenderize meat with baking soda?
I did not.
Soften it up by giving it a rub down in baking soda. Let it sit in the refrigerator for 3 to 5 hours, then rinse it off well before cooking.
I never knew that, and I will do that.
Make your meat less
tough. Well, I
know
you don't care so much about that. But
well, they do fake meat.
Yeah, but do you have to tenderize it?
Well, if it was as good as the one that was in your frozen dinner, probably wouldn't hurt.
Your frozen dinner?
Remember the frozen dinner you had where the chicken was?
Yes. Yes. It was the chicken pot pie, right? It was the Marie Callender's chicken pot pie with the funky chicken pieces that didn't have the texture of chicken.
Maybe if you'd use the baking soda on it, it would have made a difference.
I couldn't. It was a frozen chicken pot pie. I had to cook it. And then what would I do? I didn't make it. Mark's the chicken pot pie maker. Yeah. I bet he could make you a vegetable pot pie.
I'll bet.
Ask him.
No, Mark. Don't worry about it.
He's good. It's good. So as we age, we get comfortable in our own skin. As the years go by, you tend to embrace who you are, flaws and all. You stop nitpicking your appearance or stressing over your quirks.
Well.
Instead, you feel a sense of confidence in who you are, and that confidence can make you happier overall. Plus, you might even grow to love those unique traits which you used to criticize.
Well, I'm looking at it from the point of being old.
Okay.
So that, you know, I finally come to terms with that.
Okay.
I realize I'm a senior citizen.
Uh-huh. So we were seniors at 55.
I'm an elder.
My son is going to be 50, and I can't even believe that he's going to be getting AARP magazines, because they start sending them in emails and things when you're 50 to get you ready for that 55 number.
And they're good to get.
They are good to get. They're full of information. Don't resist. I resisted the AARP thing. I threw the magazines away. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Not now.
No. And don't forget your senior discount. You can get senior discounts all day long, almost everywhere you go. You could save about $2.18 a week. Yeah, embrace who you are. I think I told you before that I have really good veins in my hands. I've always had good veins. My sister, being a phlebotomist, used to look at my veins and want to practice on me because they're really good.
Was she a palmist or something?
A phlebotomist. So she drew blood at the hospital. She was working in the lab, and she loved my veins. But now my granddaughter plays with my veins. I'll have my hand down, and she'll start moving my veins around in my hands.
Oh, my word.
So that's a memory that she'll always have.
I'm a hard pick.
Why?
Because my veins don't show up that well.
Oh, okay. So they have a tough time when you have blood drawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing that increases in your age, by the way. You have more blood drawn.
Oh, yeah. Every time. It doesn't matter what it's for.
No. You just go in and you just say, all right, I'm having tests. Okay, I don't care what they're for. Just take the blood you need. I don't care. Okay.
Soak out fish smells.
Oh, yes.
You get rid of that fishy smell by soaking the raw fish for about an hour inside your refrigerator in 1 quart-liter water. 1 quart or 1 liter water with 2 tablespoons baking soda. Rinse the fish well and pat dry before cooking.
So far, everything you've suggested is awesome.
Okay, good.
Stuff I just never knew this.
Okay.
So baking soda, it should go up in price. Shouldn't it?
No, it shouldn't.
Go out and get all your baking soda today, everybody, because the price is going to go up after this show.
And that's the one you put into your refrigerator to air
for
it
the
out
smell.
Or whatever. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Arm & Hammer, you're going to see them go up on their prices after people hear all this. Hey, everybody needs baking soda. We got to go up on our prices. All right, Charlie. I don't know where that came from. Charlie Munger, our quote guy.
There you go. There you go.
Guy. Yeah. What else? More baking. More baking soda.
Reduce acids in recipes. If you or someone in your family is sensitive to the high acid content of tomato-based sauces or coffee, you can lower the overall acidity by sprinkling in a pinch of baking soda while cooking. Or in the case of coffee, brewing.
What?
It counteracts the taste of vinegar if you happen to pour a bit too much. But be careful not to overdo. The vinegar baking soda combination will start foaming.
True. I know you can clean with white vinegar, baking soda, and I think water.
Probably.
And it will foam. This is something that I'm serious. I would print that and put it on the side of my refrigerator. Because all these things I'm not going to remember. And they're good.
They are good.
They're really good. I thought that I would know these when you said you were going to share this stuff.
Well.
And I don't think I've ever heard any of them.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll keep going.
Okay. When you're older, you figure out what truly matters.
Something that doesn't keep you awake at night.
Yes. Yes. Life experience helps you to sort out what's worth stressing over. And what's not. You stop sweating the small stuff and focus more on meaningful things like quality time with your loved ones or personal growth.
How much money I could get.
That's right. It's a refreshing shift that helps you spend your energy on the things that actually make a difference. Yep.
All right, that's enough about the money.
Yeah. Yeah, things do shift. I just was, what is that bumper sticker? He who dies with the most toys wins or something like that. And you think, you know what? Who on their deathbed asks for their quote unquote toys or their money or they ask for their family?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nobody ever asks for the, you know, jewelry they have or the real estate they have or the yacht.
I ask for time.
Time. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Okay.
Bake better beans.
Beep, beep, beep.
Do you love baked beans?
I do.
Add a pinch of baking soda to baked beans as they're cooking and will significantly reduce their gas-producing qualities.
Oh, my.
Because they do have them.
They do?
Yes.
I really, really... Is this all on one page?
It's pretty much.
Yeah. I want to take a picture of that before you before we leave today.
Okay.
Yeah. I love baked beans, but they have to be... Do you like baked beans?
I love them.
Do you like them like liquidy, like out of the can liquidy, or do you like them thick and browned on the top?
Browned on the top.
Me too.
My stepfather used to make homemade baked beans, and he would put sugar or molasses in them, and it was so good.
And it would be brown on the top.
Yep.
And thick.
Yep.
But back then, did he put bacon on it?
Probably.
Yeah, you can lay bacon all over the top, and it gets all brown and crispy.
See, I wonder if I got anything about bacon here.
And baking soda?
You never know.
Okay, what's next?
Your omelets. The secret to making fluffier omelets. For every 3 eggs used, add 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. It makes them fluffier.
I wonder if that applies to mashed potatoes.
I don't know.
I love mashed potatoes.
That was all about baking soda in the kitchen.
Okay, tear that page out and give it to me.
Here.
Oh, I will take a picture of that. Okay. I like that a lot. Hey, everybody, that is really good stuff. And I would say that if you want me to send you the picture that I take of this page, because obviously you're not going to go out and look for the book, or you can Google it, but this is all on one page. Email us.
I actually have 4 or 5 pages.
Of baking soda?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What? Who knew? Who knew?
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
You know what you get when you get older?
What?
You get better at saying no.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That is so freeing.
It's easier to set boundaries. You stop feeling guilty about turning down things that don't align with your priorities or you just don't want to do. This newfound ability to say no means you can spend more time in what you truly enjoy without the added stress of overcommitting.
I say no sometimes before I even really think about it.
And then do you think about it and then wish you had said yes?
No.
Good.
See?
That's happening to me where I'm okay saying no.
And without having to excuse it.
Or explain it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just no. It's not personal. It's just no. Yeah, just no.
Just that little word.
Yeah, no. And sometimes people can feel like they're getting hurt because you're saying no, when really it's just that you just
can't do it.
Can't or don't want to. Or you just don't want to. And it's okay.
People can take advantage of anybody who is a yes man.
Absolutely. They're the people that the yes people want to always help and don't want to ever upset anybody. And that's a cool quality.
That is, but they pay for it.
They do. And it can be overwhelming. And you can regret it. But it is okay to say no to some things. I mean, you don't want to say no to your doctor when he says you need your gallbladder out.
You got to have a balance.
Yes, you have to have a balance, but you have the right to say no at any age. Right?
True. Yes, that's true.
At any age, you have the right to say no.
We just have an easier time saying it.
Yeah, because we're old. But we can tell the younger generation it still is okay to say no.
Right.
Especially if you feel you're in danger or inappropriate, whatever, you say no, right? No, N-O, easy word. Let's all say it together.
No.
No. No.
But too bad you can't get a different word that's really scary.
I know.
That means no.
Yeah.
All right, we'll think on that.
Okay.
This is baking soda is good for yeast when you're making dough if you don't have any yeast. Some powdered vitamin C and baking soda on hand, you can use a mixture of the two instead. Just mix it in equal parts to the quantity of yeast required. And once more, you don't have to rise your dough before baking when you do it that way.
So you have to put what in it?
Powdered vitamin C.
And baking soda.
And baking soda.
And you don't have to let your dough rise?
Nope.
I have to tell my daughter. She makes the most awesome sourdough bread. Now, I don't know, though. I don't think there's yeast in it. There's sourdough bread. There's this thing called a starter. And
It may not be then.
It may not be. It may not be. That's okay. Sourdough bread makers have, that's a commitment. That's a commitment. And that's something that you have to master. She mastered it. It's really good.
So did Taylor Swift, apparently.
Yeah, I heard that. When does she have time?
I have no idea.
What?
She's got a man now.
Yes.
She's got even less time.
Yeah, I don't know how. I know. I don't particularly care for her thing. Nothing personal, just I don't, not into her thing, because I'm old. But where do people like that find the time to do anything other than entertain and practice, rehearse, and rest?
They have people.
Yeah, the rest for them. Yeah, it's crazy.
To do everything else for
them. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. All right. Your taste buds get more refined as you age.
Really?
Yeah. With more life experiences under your belt, your... Wait a minute, that's not taste buds. Hold on a minute. What is this? Your taste buds get more refined. And then it says with more... Oh, I don't know what happened. Five. Oh, six got cut off. Oh, no, that is six. Maybe it just says your taste buds get more refined, but it doesn't explain because it's onto something else.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. So I'll skip that, but it talks about talking with people. It says with more life experience under your belt, your chats with people become way more meaningful. You dive into deeper topics and have more thoughtful discussions. It's like your conversations grow up with you, and that leads to stronger connections with people who really get you.
And you know more.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, you know, when you're younger, it's a lot of trivial and gossipy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And surfacey. Yeah. Where you can really get into some cool conversations with people. Okay. Well, we'll use that one instead of your taste buds.
How often do your taste buds change?
I think is it week every week?
Every week or something.
Every 7 days,
like that.
I think. Mm-hmm. You learned it
okay.
Here.
Okay.
All right.
You can boost potency of dishwashing liquid. Try adding 2 tablespoons baking soda to the usual amount of liquid you use and watch it cut through grease like a hot knife.
I'm really, baking soda has shocked me today. Baking soda has shocked me. Hey, if you're listening and you're a child, there's some really cool stuff here that you can do with baking soda. If you have a science project when you go to school in September and there's a science fair,
yep,
you can look up all this stuff about baking soda and
surprise them all.
Do your project on
yep.
All the ways to use baking soda and then have a couple of little examples, little experiments. That'd be fun. All right. As you get older, do you develop more patience?
Actually, no.
It says you do. And I don't, maybe in some areas?
In some areas, but on the whole, if I'm going to get something, I want it now.
Yeah, I'm like that, like a now person. Yeah. It says here that you stop rushing through life.
That's true.
You learn to appreciate the journey, not just the destination. This type of patience makes every day feel less stressful and more enjoyable, whether it's waiting in line or navigating through a tough situation or driving.
Oh, God, I have to have patience for driving.
Patience, patience, patience.
Tailgaters.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. What do you do when there's someone tailgating you?
Slow down.
Yeah. I learned something a long time ago, and I think it was from Mark. If you're driving along and not in traffic, like on a little, like going to the mall, like Route 9.
Yeah.
And someone's tailgating you. Don't pull over and let them pass, because if there's someone else in front of you, say, when you pull over, the possibility could be that the person in front of you is working with the person that's tailgating you, and they all pull over together and sandwich you in between the two.
Well, that makes me feel like I won't have a nightmare.
So I learned about tailgaters or anyone giving you a hard time. You drive to a police department, if you know where it is, or the jail, or a fire department, or drive to the hospital. You just keep driving, and you go there, and that person who's maybe trouble will fade away.
What about driving in the country?
You keep driving and hope you don't run out of gas. You just keep driving. You just keep driving.
Don't take them home.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. Don't go home. Yeah. If you're in the country, man, you just really make sure you always have gas. Okay.
All right. You can clean your refrigerator. You know that. You can clean your microwave.
Mm-hmm.
You can remove coffee and tea stains from China.
Mm-hmm.
Clean a thermos, freshen a sponge or towel, remove stains and scratches on countertops, shine up stainless steel and chrome trim.
Remove scratches?
If your kitchen countertop is covered with stains or small knife cuts, use paste of 2 parts baking soda to 1 part water to rub out. For stubborn stains, add a drop of chlorite bleach to the paste.
Okay. Good to know?
Yes.
That's good to know. Cleaning. It's got that little bit of abrasive, but the won't hurt. It's kind of like a Mr. Clean magic sponge thing. Do you have one of those?
No.
Those are amazing. I don't know who invented that, but it's an amazing thing. You can wipe stains off of walls and it doesn't hurt the paint unless you scrub. But man, that's a cleaning miracle, that little sponge.
Yeah, but how long does it last?
Well, it depends on what you're wiping. It can last a while, but if you're really scrubbing or you're, like I do the rails on my deck.
Yeah.
And I probably have to throw it out after that.
Oh.
Yeah. But you can use it for all kinds of stuff and it doesn't wreck anything.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. All right. Oh, as you're older, you tend to be more financially stable. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, should we skip it? For a lot of people, age brings more financial security. Maybe you've paid off some debts, climbed the career ladder, or managed to save up a little more money. The sense of stability takes away a lot of stress, and it gives you the freedom to enjoy life more, whether that's traveling, dining out, or treating yourself special.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved.
54234.
Visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
We're back.
This
we're
is
here.
The second half of our show, and Bev is going to review the riddles of the day.
Have you figured out any of them?
I will have to say no. I thought I had one, but I don't think it's right.
Okay. Number one, people buy me to eat, but never eat me. Number two, when you want to use me, you throw me out. But when you don't want to use me, you keep me in one place.
Mm-hmm.
What breaks just by naming it? And what is something that is lighter than what it is made of?
Not clicking. I think I've got one, but I'm just not. It's not clicking.
Couple are groaners.
Oh, are they? All right. Sometimes my earpieces don't work right, and I hear only in one. Only okay. It's not. I'm not feeling. This isn't you. This is the. I wear. Oh, did I just write on my face?
No.
These are earbuds that I have, and they're temperamental. All right. There. That's better. Thank you for coming along on that little journey with me. So I was just looking at my phone while we were having the break. Diana Ross is touring. She's got to be
70.
I think she's older than that.
Yeah.
She is going to be on tour, and she's going to be at the Palace Theater in Stamford, Connecticut, Sunday, August 16th. At 7 p.m.
That's reachable.
It is. And I saw her in concert, I don't know, 10 years ago maybe. She was phenomenal. Phenomenal. She obviously looks amazing because of all of the money that she has to make herself look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But she had so many outfits, but they were all long gowns that touched the floor. And when she moved her foot one time, we were pretty close.
Yeah.
She was wearing sneakers. It was so cool to see that her little toe stepped out of her gown, and I saw this, like sneakers we used to wear as kids, like with the rubber toe.
Yeah.
They were the sneakers. So, hey, you guys, if you've never seen her and you want to, just check it out, the Palace Theater in Stamford, Connecticut, in August. I think I'm going to try to go.
Okay.
But the tickets, I don't know how much the tickets are. We'll see. All right. Onward we go with baking soda tips.
Yeah.
And what the heck is happening to us? We're getting old.
Okay. Clean burned or scorched pots and pans. It usually takes heavy-duty scrubbing to get scorched on food off the bottom of a pot or a pan. But simply boil a few cups of water, enough to get the pan about 1/4 full, and add 5 tablespoons, I know it sounds like a lot, of baking soda. Turn off the heat and let the soda settle in for a few hours or overnight. When you're ready, that burned-on gunk will practically slip right off.
Oh, that works for me. I just had a burn the other day, and it was a struggle. Even with that spray stuff now that Dawn has, you can spray on it, and it's all foamy, and you let it sit. I couldn't get it off, but I finally did. But it was not good.
I haven't bought any Dawn in ages because Greg used to buy the 5,000-gallon things of it, so I still have half of it left.
You have 2,500 gallons. Well, that's kind of nice.
Well, I would like to try something else.
Okay. Well, we have a neighbor that passed away across the street a few years ago, and they had one of those big aluminum foil boxes that they have in the restaurants.
Yeah.
My mom used to have those, too. So it was kind of an endearing thing to me. So when they passed away, I asked the family if I could have the box of aluminum foil. And that was about maybe 2 years ago, and I still have it. It's getting down to where it's a little bit like, oh, I'm going to run out. And I'm having anxiety about it. I thought, oh, my gosh. Okay, I had my mother's. That was gone. That's gone. Now I have George and Joanne's, and that's almost gone. The kind of good thing about it is it takes up a lot of space.
That's a good thing?
And the good thing is I'll have more space.
Oh,
I'll have more space
when you run out.
When it's gone, I'll have more space. I'll get the regular box of foil. Foil's expensive.
Is it?
Yeah. I get the cheap stuff. When it's time, I'll get the cheap stuff.
Isn't foil? Come on.
Foil, well, some of it's really thick, like this aluminum foil I have in the bake box. You could cut your finger on it. It's really thick.
Wow.
So you can get that kind. You can get the kind that's specifically thick because you're using it on a grill. Or you can get the cheap kind, which is thinner, but, you know, the store brand.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's thin. It's thin.
Okay.
All right. How did we get there? Oh, so to inspire us as we're getting older, I'm moving on to for a moment. And we've talked about Colonel Sanders before.
We have.
He's the most famous example. His name was Colonel Harland Sanders. He is the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. He faced countless struggles throughout his life. He failed at jobs, he failed at businesses, but at the age of 65, when most people are settling into retirement, he took his fried chicken recipe and he began a franchise.
And it was wonderful.
By his 70s, KFC had become a global brand. His perseverance shows how inspiring stories often start with resilience. He never gave up. And from what I know about the rest of this story, he did this with his first Social Security check. He started to plan this franchise with the chicken.
Oh.
And I passed a Kentucky Fried Chicken the other day with Mark, and I almost hoped we were going to stop there, but we didn't. And it's so good.
It's nowhere in Pittsfield, is it?
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore, but that's pretty cool.
That's still good stuff.
Still good stuff.
All right. Did you know that you can remove crayon marks from walls with baking soda?
I believe it.
Grab a damp rag, dip it in some baking soda, and lightly scrub the marks. They should come off with a minimal amount of effort.
Yep. That's what the magic sponge does. Amazing.
Yeah.
But if you've got baking soda, why buy the sponge? You need like a 5-pound thing of baking soda.
She didn't mean that, Mark. She's going to buy the sponge.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder what the largest container of baking soda is that you can buy.
Jeez, I don't. Well, I've got a pretty good size one in my fridge.
What size is it? It's that big?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see that, everybody? it's that big.
It's about from my wrist to my elbow.
Oh, gosh. That's the same size as your feet, you know.
No.
Yes, it is.
It can't be.
Yes, put your foot up to your arm and you'll see. You'll freak out. If you put your arm down and you measure from your wrist to your elbow, that's your foot. It seems like it's huge, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
It's the truth. The inside of your elbow, not the outside. That would be really long.
Inside. Oh,
the
okay.
Inside.
Oh, okay.
So if you take your foot like this and you go like this, see? Look
oh
at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? You have to take your shoe off, everybody. You have to take your shoe off. Grandma Moses.
Lovely lady.
She started her painting at age 78. Her name was Anna Mary Robertson. Better known as Grandma Moses, became a household name in the art world at age 78. After arthritis forced her to stop working in embroidery, she picked up a paintbrush. Her folk art paintings soon caught national attention, leading to exhibitions and commercial licensing deals. Her story proves that passion projects can turn into a thriving business regardless of your age.
It's never too late.
Never too late. And she, her home was near Buskirk, New York. I don't know if it was in Eagle Bridge or right in Buskirk. My dad had a farm in Buskirk, and we knew where the house was. And then in, on your way to Buskirk, New York, and I know that's a small town, but you can figure it out. I forgot the name of the town, but there's a whole side of the building that is one of her paintings that was painted.
Oh, wow.
And I believe it's one of her great-grandsons or grandson or whoever that restores that all the time. He'll go up on some kind of a lift.
Yep.
And brighten the mural. He'll paint over. Yeah, it's really cool. And the name of the town is just escaping me, but I'll look it up. It's cool to drive through and see that on the side of the building. It's really nice. It's not graffiti.
Clean baby spit ups.
Oh!
Never leave home without a bottle of baking soda in your diaper bag. If he spits up, or she, simply brush off any solid matter, moisten a washcloth, dip it in a bit of baking soda, and dab the spot. The odor and the potential stain will soon be gone.
Pass that on to your little new moms.
That does not include us.
No. Oh, I met someone the other day, lovely woman with a 5-year-old daughter in an ice cream parlor. And we got talking to her, and she said that she had her oldest is 21, and then she has a 13-year-old, and then she has a 5-year-old.
Oh, my.
All hers and her husband's. And she said, she looked wonderful. And she said, it's really weird because I've got every age bracket. 21, going off to college.
Teenage.
And the teenager at 13 going through that. And then the 5-year-old, which she said has given her a run for her money.
All girls or all boys?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But she did say that she, being older, and she's not really old, she's in her 40s.
Yeah.
But having the 5-year-old is a challenge.
I believe it.
Yeah, she's really nice. The little girl is adorable. But she said, I get tired. I get tired.
I can believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank God. Okay. Thank God it's over. Grandma Moses, the thing on the side of the building, it's in Hoosick Falls, New York.
Hoosick Falls. I know Hoosick Falls.
There you go. And her house is somewhere around Hoosick Falls, Eagle Bridge, Buskirk, New York.
Yep.
Which is about an hour and 10 minutes from here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Remove wine and grease stains from carpet.
Oh, grease?
Someone just dropped a slab of butter or a glass of Cabernet on your beautiful white carpet. Before you scream, get a paper towel, blot up as much of the stain as possible, then sprinkle a liberal amount of baking soda over the spot. Give the soda at least an hour to absorb the stain, then vacuum up the powder.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the carpet. Why would you have a white carpet?
Oh.
So we have to rewind.
If you live alone.
No. No. If you live alone, well, yeah, I guess, and you never walk in that room. Because if you live alone, and let's say you run outside in the driveway to get your mail barefoot, and then you come back in, and you have to walk across the living room because you need to go upstairs. Your feet are dirty, so you could leave a little track on your white carpet, even just one time, with your dirty feet.
You have something against white carpets?
It's just like, oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, gosh.
Pretend it's red.
Pretend it's red, and when it's dirty, it can be filthy, and you don't know. So who cares? Brown, red, not black. I think black might be a little dark, but hey, who knows with the way, decorating is? Whatever. Raymond Kroc, you know him. Raymond Kroc is the McDonald's expansion guy.
Oh, okay.
So he was 52. So it says, while not in his 60s at the start, Raymond Kroc exemplifies how older entrepreneurs can scale globally. At 52, he discovered the McDonald's Brothers small hamburger shop and envisioned a franchise model. By his mid-60s, McDonald's had become the world's largest fast food chain. His story remains an inspiring story of vision and persistence. He also didn't treat the brothers well through this transaction.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
it's
oh,
a
dear.
Good movie. I'm hoping that it's accurate, but yeah, the brothers didn't fare well through this, from what I understand. Watch the movie. It's good.
Okay. What's the name of the movie?
It's with that guy in it. The guy who played Mr. Mom in that movie, Mr. Mom.
Never saw it.
Oh, it's a good movie. Okay.
All right. You can get yellow stains off piano keys.
Oh.
1/4 cup baking soda and 1/4 of warm water. Let's see. You can remove stains from fireplace bricks, wood surfaces. Remove cigarette odors from furniture.
Oh, sprinkle it all over, let it sit, and then vacuum it, I think.
Yep.
I think pet odors.
Exactly that.
Yes. Yeah, you can sprinkle it all over your carpet, let it sit, vacuum it up.
Bathtubs and sinks, marble top furniture. You can remove mineral deposits from shower heads. It absorbs bathroom odors. It tidies up your toilet bowl.
Now, the shower head thing, I've heard of that. And you can put a Ziploc bag around the shower head with the white vinegar and baking soda, I think. And then you put the elastic band around the bag so that the bag with the water and the baking soda in it, your shower head is immersed in the water in the bag.
It just says 1 cup of vinegar. It doesn't say what kind.
Okay. And baking soda.
And baking soda.
Yeah. And you'd be amazed what comes out, the black stuff.
Cool.
So there's some other things here. Vera Wang, who had a fashion in, she was into fashion. and there's another one here, a retired teacher, started an online touring company. A 70-year-old person who turned the gardening into a landscaping business. So we got people that it's not over till it's over. However, it does say here, you worry less about the future. Well,
not really. I worry more about the future now than I ever did.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. It says, the more you've been through, the more you realize things tend to work out. You stop stressing so much about what's ahead and focus more on living in the present. This mindset can help you enjoy life as it comes instead of always worrying about what's next.
All right, here's what's next. People buy me to eat but never eat me.
Buy me to eat but never eat me. I don't know. What is that?
Get ready to groan.
Oh, gosh.
A plate.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Never would have thought that.
When you want to use me, you throw me out, but when you don't want to use me, you keep me in one place.
Toilet paper.
That's
Isn't that a good one?
That's a good one. It's not this one,
toilet
but it's
paper,
a good one.
Paper towels.
This one says it's an anchor.
Oh, well, yes. Thank you, everybody.
That was my mistake. going out.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.